We learn Masechtas Yuma Daf Chavdal Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on top of the Amud, on top of Chavdal Amud Aleph, but we'll just recap what we learned. We had a machloikis between Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan. If Lefi Rabbi Eliezer holds that Aitzas Hadeshen is not an Avoida, but Mum could do Aitzas Hadeshen, what about Trumas Hadeshen? So Rosh Lakish holds Trumas Hadeshen also is not a avoida lefi that man diyamar, and his raya is because it says in the pasuk that you wear only two begadim, you only wear the chasayim and the kesayinus. So it's a raya that's not a avoida. Rabbi Yechanan says no, ilbash. It says the gal rachal kesayinus and chasayim. The Torah said these two begadim. Who are then the other begadim? And he doesn't go into the drasha. But then the Gemara says name v'ketanoi where there's a machlekes tanoim. What you do with the extra yilbash? One man, the Omer, says that you marbe the mitznefes and the avne, which is the hat and the belt, you add to the two more begadim. That's one man, the Omer. The other man, the Omer, says, no, it's to be marbe that big day kohen gadol can be used for the kohen headed all year. And Rebbe has a kasha on that. And Rebbe says, no, it's coming to marbe that you're allowed to use shchakim, worn out clothing. So it comes as machlekes tanoim if yilbash is being marbe mitznefes v'avneit or not being marbe mitznefes v'avneit. That means that according to the Tanakhama, it's Rabbi Yehuda, you need the drasha yilbash to tell you that not only the two begadim, you need mitznefes v'avni also. Rabbi says, no, that's a svara maybe. Rabbi Dais and Rabbi Bo say, that's a svara. And the reason, the yilbash is something else, either v'yam kippurim or Rabbi Shchakim. Then the Gemara on top of Chavdal Ma'al goes further in the braisa, another machlaikis. It says, v'nicham sham, it says by the big day kohen gadol, they take suruf, v'nicham sham, what does that mean? So Malamich Tunagniza. According to Rebbe, it means Tunagniza because Rebbe Lashitasi holds you can't use the big day Kohen Gadol for Kohen Hedid because it's not the same Avnet and therefore you don't use it. Rabbi Deitzama, what does that mean? Rebbe says you could use it the whole year. Ruinei LeKohen Hedid. Matam Levinichem Shom, so Yishtamash Vem Yerim Kippur Macha. You shouldn't use it for another Yerim Kippur. Ad Kana Braisa, but what's the Machlaikis in the Braisa? If you need Yilbash, if you use Yilbash to be married with other two begadim. So Gemara's have means like this. My lab, b'halka mifgim. Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Daisa is like this. Rabbi Yehuda holds you need yilbash to marv mistefes v'avneit. He holds it's avoida and you need mistefes v'avneit. And Rabbi Daisa holds you don't need mistefes v'avneit. That's what the Gemara thinks right now. We spoke out a little different because we're going to Maskana. But right now the Gemara thinks is that it's machlekes if your two begadim is enough. According to Rabbi Yehuda, two begadim is not enough. Yilbash is marv all four begadim. Why? Because it's avoida. Masha'inke Rabbi Daisa holds that it's not an avayda, and therefore two begadim is sufficient.
Why do you need two begadim?
What? I need two begadim. There's a cost to wear these two begadim these two begadim for it's the ma'isa according to some sheet of Spira Avliyaza that you only wear taka two begadim if it's not avayda. But it's still be then. If it's not avayda, it sounds like that's lemaisa. You taka wear two begadim. He's saying why? That would be the pasuk. They wear two begadim. Al kaponim, so my love al kaponim. If the marasav avoidihi, marasav love avoidihi. Like Rashi says, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you be marve from yilbash holds avoida, and Mashenker Rabbi Daisa holds not avoida. You don't need mistefes v'avnet. So tomorrow, no, it's not raya. You don't have to learn like that. Lord, the kuli am avoidi. Everyone agrees it's avoida, and everyone agrees you need four begadim. What's the machlekes? Al kaponim, marasav atzricha kroler buye, marasav atzricha kroler buye. The machlekes is, do you need a positive marve? That according to Rabbi Daisa and Rebbe, once the Torah was megala to you, kesoynes and michnasayim, we know it's avayda. You need everything. Mashenke, other man demos, no, you have to be marbed. You would think maybe it's exeris kasa dafka too. Kamashlon, no, all four. Balkaponim, it's not a raya that's mechlekes if it's avayda or not. Balkaponim, that's what comes down as a gemara called mechlekes jerechon shlokish if chumash sedeshen is avayda according to Rabbi Eliezer, and then you have mechlekes by itzah sedeshen. That's clear mechlekes Rabbi Eliezer and the Tanakama there, if Aitzah Sadeshan is an Avoida or not. Zokta Gemara Vaita. Boyi Rav Oven. Trumas Hadeshan Mekama. Like we said, that there's two Avoidas. One's Shavah, Tzah Sadeshan, called Avoida, but there's two things they do in the Mizbeach. First of all, Trumas Hadeshan, which means every single day they go up to the Mizbeach, take a shovel full of Deshan, bring it down, put it on the side of the Kevesh. And then when it gets, the tapuach gets very big, it dwells Tzah Sadeshan, brings the ashes out of the base of Mikdash. What's the sheer Trumas Hadeshan? So Gemara has two tzadim, and then Gemara is going to bring a third tzad. Boy Rabbah, Trumas Hadeshan Mekama. What's the sheer? Trumas Maisi Afinilah. Do you learn that from Trumas Maisi? Because both say Elosh and Vahirim. It says here Vahirim by Trumas Hadeshan, and it says by Maisev Harimoyse Mimenu. And so maybe you take 1/10 of the maracha, 1/10 of the ashes, the top of the mizbeach, that's the shear, just like there's a, the miser is the 10th. Here it's also a 10th. That's a shear of Chumas Dashan. Oi, but Chumas Midian Yafin Allah. Chumas Midian also says Lashon Vahari Maisa Meches, Lashem. And there it says Echad Mechamish Meyas, 1/500. A big difference. Is it a 10th or 1/500? Is that the shear? That's the Gemara Shaila. Zach the Gemara Tashema. The Torah Rav Chia Nema Kam Veheirim says here Veheirim Nema Lahalon. It says by Kaimitz also Veheirim. There it says in the pasuk Veheirim Menah Bekumtzay Mesel Samincha Mal Halam Bekumtzay Afkam Bekumtzay. Just like there's a Kaimitz, here's also a Kaimitz. Interesting Gemara. Gemara has two stars. There's a Chumas Meiser, is a 10% or 1/500. Versus no, it's a Kaimitz. So the Tosfos Shalom here asks, you know, by Varnes' question, he says Ve'enei Poshit Mekadei Biasa Zok the Tosfos Shalom Klum didn't answer your bayi at all. Mekan Raya L'Shar Mekaimitz B'Talmud She'enei Poshit Loizev Loizev Masha Shoyel. He says all places of Talmud you have to be a big bucky and shas. You know how many times this happens, but sometimes the Gemara comes with a third side in the Shoyel in the entire of the Gemara. Now Rashi speaks out. What does it mean Bekaimitzoy? So Rashi speaks out, it also means that it's a ba'oimed. It means you take a approximation of a kaimitz. It could be more also. Because don't say that it means dafka kaimitz, Rashi says, because then you're going to burn your hands. If you take a kaimitz mamish, you burn your hands. So it has to be an approximation of a kaimitz. And Rashi also speaks out that it's lav dafka, it could be more and more. And l'chari l'fizeh, you can answer a kasha. That I don't know if Doyon brings it down in the Svarim. But it says that there's a problem over here that it says in the Gemara, Dr. Bezim, Bezim, Rashi, it says there in Rashi that Avachumas Adashin She'ein Ela Mole Machta Loyoim, it says it's a Mole Machta. So Rashi has Rashi in the Gemara. Rashi has the fourth side now, Mole Machta. Terence says Rashi was saying practically what they did. They filled up a shovelful. This Gemara is saying the minimum is a kaimitz. But Rashi is speaking out, it can be more than a kaimitz. And Rashi here is not saying what you have to do. He's saying what you did. He said it was a Mali Machta, and that stems with Agamara, because Agamara is saying his kaimitz is the minimum, like Rashi says over here. He says, Lo yifchais ma'oimid Mali kaimitz when rotsa lahoisiv yosef. And Rashi held, he brings right to the Mishnah and Talmud, that he took a Mali Machta. So that's the Gemara by the new Gemara. This Gemara is going to talk about a czar that did avoida in the Beis HaMikdash. The halacha is a czar can't do any type of avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, but the only certain things that ichayev misa. And the Gemara learns out from a pasuk in Parashas Kairach, which type of avodah is ichayev misa. Not every avodah is ichayev misa. So I'm a rab, arba avodahs, four types of avodahs, czar chayev le misa. I say four types, it doesn't mean dafka four avodahs, because in Zrika, a lot of different types of Zrikas. So I'm a rab, arba avodahs, czar chayev le misa. Zrika, which means Zerik Dam on the Mizbeach. We'll see it means also Zerik Hazayas on the Preiches, any type of Zrika. Vahaktara, that means to Makta something. Makta includes a Kaimitz of the Mincha, or Yevarim Upadarim, which means the limbs of the Behema or a Mincha. Though that's number two. Nisach HaMayim, V'Nisach HaYayin. We'll see why Dafka these four. These four Yechayim Misa. Zrika, Aktara, Nisach HaMayim, HaYayin. And for example, if you do Kabbalah HaYalach, that means catching the Dam and bringing it to Mizbeach, you're not Chayim Misa. Only Chayim Misa for Zrika, Haktar, Nisach HaMayim, Nisach HaYayin. Levi adds something on him. Levi, Oyim, Af Chumas Adashin. Chumas Adashin was a Chayim Misa. That avoid of Chumas Adashin was a Chayim Misa. V'chein Tani Levi b'mesnita, Af Chumas Adashin, that Chumas Adashin as well is Chayim Misa. So what's the machlekes here? What's the beer machlekes between Levi and Rav if Chumas Adashin is Chayim Misa? My time with Rav, what's the reasoning of Rav? The Chsiv, it says in the Pasuk, so we said well, there's a Pasuk here, this teaches us what you chayev misa, what you're not chayev misa. The Pasuk says in Parashat Korach, Va'ato v'necha itach, tishmru es kunaschem, you should watch your kuna, means watch no zar gets near it, l'chol dvar mizbeach, for anything has to do with the mizbeach, u'lebeis ha'preiches, anything has to do with inside the preiches, which means like the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'varetem avoidas matono, etin es kunaschem v'azara karav yumos. That's the lashon of the pasuk. And the pasuk is klar, Zara Karav Yumas, but it has to be the Gemara in the Darshan, L'chol Dvar Mizbech, L'beis HaPreiches, and V'avadetem Avodas Matana. And V'avadetem is one drasha, V'avadetem is another drasha. Explains the Gemara. Avodas Matana, L'avodas Siluk. It has to be Avodas Matana. It can't be something that I'm taking away. Something I'm doing positive in the Avoda, not to remove in the Avoda. So, for example, according to the Rav, it means not Trumas Adashan. And another example later on in the Gemara is, we know by Yom Kippur, you take out the kaf and the machta from the Kodesh Kedoshim. That would be an example also of Avodah Siluk. That Azar would not be Chayav Misa. Avodah Zar is also to do it, but it's not Chayav Misa if it's not Avodah Smatana. Avodah Smatana. Avodah Siluk is not Chayav according to Rav. So Mature Zedashim is taking off the ashes. That Siluk, you're not Chayav. Another drasha is, it has to be a complete avodah, not avodah that still missing something. And that's the reason why Kabbalah and Ahilacha are not chayiv. Why you still have to do the zrika? The avodah's hadam is not done until you do the zrika. So therefore, you're not chayiv for Ahilacha and Kabbalah. So there's two dinim, avodah's batana, and it can't be, and avodah's siluk, and it has to be avodah's tama, a complete avodah. So what does Levi do? But Levi has a ribuy. Rabbi Rachmana l'chol dvar ha-mizbeach. L'chol dvar ha-mizbeach is marba everything. It's marba even avodah siluk. It's marba even avodah siluk. But avada you need avodah tama still, like Rashi speaks out. But it's marba even siluk. So it's marba chumas desha. So but it's mashba clear that chumas desha is called avodah tama. Frek the Rishonim, what do you mean? It's still a tzasa desha afterwards. So. If you learn that Tzas Dash not every day, so it's better because not every day, so it's not really, you see, it's not really missing Avodah, it's a complete Avodah. But others answer, Shmaka Taras, Hisham Mashma Taras is like this, that in this Deshan, they take it off the Mizbeach right now with Chumas Deshan, that's the end of the Avodah, this Deshan. The Tzas Dash is other ashes, so it's not called, Ligavi, this Avodah is Avodah Asmatona. But a Dam, this Dam is different. Here, this Deshan, is done with, and therefore it's still called Avodas Tama. So that's Levi's drasha. They marve v'chol dvar mizbeach, even to be marve Avodas Siluk. But Rav, what is the ribuy l'chol dvar mizbeach? But Rav, just say mizbeach, why l'chol dvar mizbeach? Rav ahu, la'asuya sheva azoyis shebefnim v'shev mitzayra. He's been marve the seven azoyis that's inside the heichel and mitzayra, which is machlekes v'shoinim where it is, in the heichel and the azara. And like Rashi speaks out, you would think that it's not included, these things, maybe because in the Hegel, whatever the reason is, it's not included, because not on the Mizbeach, Lamaisa, it's not on the Mizbeach. So that's why you think these Hazoyas are not Chayav. Maybe it's not because Rika Mizbeach is Chayav, not Hastama Hazah. L'chol Dvar is Marbe, any type of Hazah, even if it's not on the Mizbeach. That's the Rashi, even if it's not on the Mizbeach. How does Levi know that? But Levi Nafkle Midvar V'chol Dvar. Not only the word var, v'chol var is also marvada. Rav var v'chol var lo darshin doesn't darshin. Like upon him, just to recap quickly, if Levi, Rav and Levi, Rav holds that avodah siluk is no good. I the pasuk chol var mizbeach. That's being marvada the seven hazoyis that you do b'fnim. This example on Yom Kippur for parhel m'dav shel tzibur. That's what you do seven hazoyis b'fnim in the heichel. According to Levi, he says chol var mizbeach being marvada avodah siluk which is shumas darshin. Great thing, Mar Kasha, if Levi. This is Mar's kasha. Next Mar's kasha is Levi. If the chol dvar mizbeach is marba everything, even siluk, so why don't you say like this? Ve'im v'chol dvar mizbeach klal. That's a klal, marba everything. But then avodas matana is a prat, which has no siluk. Klal a prat, ein b'chal mashu prat. Avodas matana in avodas siluk loy. Good, you're right. The chol dvar mizbeach maybe is a ribuy, but you have over here a. Avoidas, you have here a miut, avoidas matana, and not avoidas siluk. So that let it be a klala prat, ein b'klala mashal prat. So maybe avoidas matana in avoidas siluk loy. On makro, the pasuk says, un lebeis v'poreiches v'avadatam. El mebeis v'poreiches hu d'avoidas matana, but loy avoidas siluk. The whole din, they can have avoidas siluk, even if Levi agrees. He agrees. Avoidas siluk is not a good avoid b'chayiv misa. But it's only mebeis v'poreiches. Havachutz outside the heichal, a fill avodas siluk, even avodas siluk will be chayiv. So therefore, he says chumas desh, which is on the chitzayim, they chayiv avodas siluk. But haitzas kafu machta taka, like Rashi speaks out, haitzas kafu machta, which is Yom Kippur, which the kagol takes out, that azor will not be chayiv for. Why? It's avodas siluk. I is marv avodas siluk. He's not marv avodas siluk when it comes to beis haproiches. Only when it comes to avodas chutz, because on the word of beis haproiches it says. If that's true, so the Gabi the other drasha, Avodas Tama also should only be a din in the Beis HaPreiches. Habachutz, but outside, Hafil Avodas Shachar Avoda should be Chayiv for. And for example, to come out, let's say, Halacha and Kabbalah should be Chayiv for, because that's Avodas Chutz. If we're saying that the whole Vartam Avodas Matana is only going on the Fnim, so then you shouldn't need a complete Avodah outside the Heichel, and on the Mizbeach, let's say Halacha and Kabbalah should be Chayiv, because the Avodas Matana is only going back on that. They're only going back on that. So the Gemara, the Teretz is that, by the way, Atzah's Kof Machta also is an example of something that has, so what would be an example of something in the Fnim that would have Achra Avoida, wouldn't be Avoida Tama? Because we want to give an example. The case would be is bringing the Kaf Machta inside to the Kares Yoshim. It's still missing, still put the Kataris on top of it. The Kafina and Kataris on top of it, that would be an example of it. So maybe it's only for that, and not for Chutz. So the Gemara answered that is like this. Right, there won't be any do that exactly. The Gemara of Avaratem, Hoda Arvikra. The Loshon Vav, Vi Avaratem, is Mimarav, it's going back on everything. Back on Mazbeach also. But Avaris Matana, which is Lafuke Sil, don't say the Vav. Vavaratem, which means Avoidas Tama, that is a Vav. Masha Enkein, Avoidas Matana, don't say a Vav. That's why Dafka, by based on Parechis, has a din, Matana of Le Siluk, and not the Chutz. So coming out, Levi's sheet is very clear that the Avodas Siluk is Chayiv only b'chutz, not b'fnim. But Avodas Tama is universal. The only time Zara is Chayiv, the only does a complete Avoda and not a Avoda that has Acharei Avoda, that has Avoda afterwards. It has to be Avoda that's finished and complete right where it is.